Hour 5 with us this morning, we have the president of the Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce, supporting and building our black businesses, G. Eric Knowles. How are you today?
Rodney, always great to be here with you.
Tell us about the Chamber of Commerce.
Rodney, as you know, there's so much going on in our community right now in terms of opportunities and development. The Chamber is very engaged with numerous opportunities, as I said, that are going on. You have the Jackson Memorial, Jackson Health System bond issue, which is over $800 million. We have members that are involved with that project, the All Aboard project, which is $1.2 billion. We have members engaged with that project. That project runs a new rail from Miami to Orlando, stops in Fort Lauderdale, stops in West Palm Beach, and it goes up to Orlando. There is the Liberty Square project that's over $300 million. There's the Miami-Dade Water and Sewer project, which is over $13 billion over 25 years. That's what the Miami-Dade Chamber is doing. It's advocating for the community, its membership, for opportunities to participate in this boom that is happening right now in Miami-Dade County.
Opportunities to navigate through that. That's why the chamber is so important. And you have a general membership meeting happening this Thursday.
That is correct. Thursday morning out at Florida Memorial University, we will have a general membership meeting and expo. We're asking the members and the community to come out to learn more about what's happening. But not only that, we have Joe Areola, who will be our keynote speaker. Joe Areola is the chair of the Jackson Health System. He is bringing his staffs out to talk about the bond that they have. They have what it's called a mentor protege program. And in that program, they are mentoring organizations, mentoring contractors to become certified to build or do businesses in hospitals. You cannot just come into an hospital and be a contractor. You have to become what they call ACCA certified. Through this mentor protege program, they are learning and actually working with contractors who are certified. And in 2 to 3 years or more, they will become certified and they can go in and actually do contracting with hospitals.
This contracting opportunities, this is not just buildings, electrical, plumbing, construction.
Everything across the board when it comes to construction. Through this project, there are six mentors. They brought in six proteges that can work in this environment. So those six proteges will learn and, again, be certified to do business, not just with Jackson, but with hospitals across the United States.
Your meeting is this Thursday with the building on the campus of Florida Memorial University.
We will be in the Lou Rawls Auditorium. We will have vendor booths also. So if you're interested in bringing information about your particular business, you could become a vendor on that morning. It is at Florida Memorial. It starts at 8:30 and it goes until 11:30 on Thursday.
Give us a contact number.
The number at the chamber is 305-751-8648. 305-751-8648. You can actually go find out more information about the chamber and the membership meeting at www.m-dcc.org. www.m-dcc.org.
And you're a membership organization. Is there a cost to attend the general membership meeting?
Yes, there's a cost. For members, it's $10. For non-members, it's $15. And for the vendor tables that I mentioned, members pay $35 and non-members pay $50.
Much success this Thursday with Joe Areola from Jackson Health Systems. From the Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce, we have the President G. Eric Knowles again. Thank you.
Rodney, thank you always.